And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, as we launch our stewardship campaign for the coming year, it's an opportune time for us to discuss the principles of giving as they are set forth in Holy Scripture. Our text for today, which is printed in the center of your bulletin at the bottom, comes from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthian church, where one of his purposes was to raise a monetary offering from that church for their fellow Christians who were in Jerusalem. This passage actually is one of the sentences which may be used in the Book of Common Prayer at the time of the offertory. The apostle writes, "He that soweth little shall reap little, and he that soweth plenteously shall reap plenteously. Let every man do according as he is disposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." There are at least three principles of Christian giving in these verses. First, St. Paul tells us that we are to give generously. He teaches this truth by using an agricultural proverb. He that soweth little shall reap little, and he that soweth plenteously shall reap plenteously. This is a more expansive version of the well-worn axiom, you reap what you sow. In this case, the apostle fills this out. If you sow little, you will reap little, but if you sow generously, you will reap generously. That is, there is an intricate connection between sowing and reaping. Now, in this context, the seed that he has in mind to be sowed is our money. He's saying that if we give little, we can expect to reap little, but if we give generously, then we will reap a generous harvest. Think about this image of money as seed. Regarding seed, there are three things that you can do with seed. You can eat it, you can store it, or you can sow it. Of course, you have to eat, and it's always wise to store up for a rainy day. But to sow seed is an act of faith. But just think about it. You take that perfectly good seed out into a field where you dig a hole and put it into the ground. It's totally counterintuitive. And yet months later, that seed germinates and grows into a plant that yields far more seeds. Of course, the opposite is true. If you fail to sow that seed, you will not have a harvest to reap. Sowing necessarily precedes reaping. Now, as to this sowing and reaping of our money, does this mean that if we give generously that we can expect that we'll all become rich, as some of our prosperity gospel preachers suggest in our day? Well, it's possible that if we're good stewards with our goods, that God may give us more. But as a general rule, that will be because he knows that he can trust us with more. That is, if God gives us more in this life, then we will have more seed to sow. But more often than not, the idea of giving in this life is like investing for a future yield. And in this case, in the Christian life, we're talking about beyond this life. Jesus teaches on this subject in numerous times, but the most familiar place comes from his Sermon on the Mount, where he says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal." This is what we might call kingdom investing. What could be better than sowing what is perishable now to reap an eternal reward? The second principle that St. Paul teaches in our text is where he says, "Let every man do according as he is disposed in his heart." The principle set forth by the apostle here is for us to give deliberately. Notice that statement, by the way, let every man do according as he is disposed in his heart. Giving is not just for the wealthy, it is for every single Christian. But notice that there is a certain deliberation that must take place in the context of giving. This is part of the rationale behind having a stewardship campaign and providing each person in the parish with a pledge card. Over the next few weeks, we want you to prayerfully consider what you might be able to give to the work of this parish in the upcoming year. There's a certain calculation that must take place. You'll need to look at your income as well as your expenses. But note that he mentions something other than the mind in this text. It's more than just calculating. He says, let every man do according as he is disposed in his heart. There's a deep connection between what we give and what we love. In the text I just quoted from Jesus, where he encouraged us to lay up our treasure in heaven, he follows that up with another statement where he says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If Jesus were to come to our houses and ask to audit our check register, our bank accounts, our receipts, what would he determine about where our heart is? There is a sense in which we must believe in and love the kingdom of God in order to give towards its ongoing work. The third principle in our text comes at the end of the statement I just quoted. Let every man do according as he is disposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God calls us to give cheerfully. Giving is not supposed to be drudgery. Rather, our attitude should be like those who work at Chick-fil-A. When the plate comes around and we put our offering in the plate, we ought to say, my pleasure. It ought to be a delight to be able to participate in the work of God's kingdom. On the flip side, St. Basil the Great likens giving reluctantly to offering a blemished sacrifice under the old covenant. As you know, you were supposed to offer an unblemished, but he says if you give reluctantly, it's like offering a blemished sacrifice. In the same regard, the Jewish rabbis said that he who gave nothing but received his friend with a cheerful countenance was better than he who gave all with a gloomy countenance. And likewise, St. Augustine said, if you grieve when you give bread, you lose both the bread and the merit. Why does God love a cheerful giver? Well, simply stated, because he himself is a cheerful giver. And he delights in seeing his children reflect his attributes. Our motive in giving is important. One writer said, our giving must come from the heart, and the motive in the heart must please God. We must not be sad givers who give grudgingly, or mad givers who give because we have to of necessity, but we should be glad givers who cheerfully share what we have because we have experienced the grace of God. And he follows that up by quoting Proverbs 22:9, he that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed. Almighty God is the most bountiful giver, for he has given us all things, including his only Son, whom he gave for our redemption. So today, as we launch our stewardship campaign, we dwell on the principles set forth in this text by St. Paul. We should give generously. We should give deliberately, and we should give cheerfully. May God help us to grasp his purposes for us in giving for the extension of his kingdom. Amen. And now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, as he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.